Good morning, saints. Good to be with you. Been away for a couple of weeks. Good to be with you. Before I forget, I want to make a little plug this morning, a little commercial. Contagious Adventist. Remember we talked about this about 2 weeks ago? If any of you would like to participate in this seminar, I need you to sign this sheet because we need to know how many workbooks to order. The sign-up sheet will be on the table out in the foyer, so please write your name if you would like to participate in Contagious Adventist, which is going to teach you how to evangelize where you are, how to share our uniquely Seventh-day Adventist message wherever God may place you. So don't forget to sign up for this. Well, this morning, I have a very short message, and I don't even know if this qualifies for a sermon. Maybe more like a pep talk. But I want to share with you a quote from a pastor, Pastor Shane Anderson. I want you to listen very closely to what he says. Here we go. Let it be trumpeted loud and clear. Many of the root causes of the demise of Adventist schools do not lie in the institutions themselves. Now, I want to make one thing clear. I'm not here to play the blame game this morning. Okay? So just wipe that out of your mind. Again, let it be trumpeted loud and clear. Many of the root causes of the demise of Adventist schools do not lie in the institution themselves. They reside instead in the local church. And those factors have a great deal to do with the practice of what we commonly call discipleship. Discipleship. I have a question for you, my brothers and sisters. What is our primary, uniquely Adventist mission? In other words, why do we exist as a movement? Why did God raise up this prophetic movement of Revelation chapter 10? What is our mission? Let me share with you what our mission is. Now, what I'm doing, I'm combining Matthew 28, the Great Commission, Revelation 14, the message of the three angels, and Revelation 18, the message of the fourth angel, the loud cry of the fourth angel. Listen. This is our mission, brothers and sisters, to make fully devoted followers of Jesus who reveal God's character and who help others to become the same. Why? So that all may withstand Satan's final deceptions and meet Jesus with joy when he returns. Amen. That is our mission. In other words, our mission is to make disciples who reflect the beautiful and lovely character of God so that His character can be reflected in their lives as well, and so that they may stand through the terrible deception of Satan before Jesus returns. That's the message that God has given us, to make disciples, to make devoted followers of Jesus. That is our mission. That is our mission. Think about this. Is it possible that the reason we see so many Adventist schools declining, is it because we have forgotten our mission? Think about it. Think about it. The reason that we see a decline in Adventist education is because many local congregations have forgotten their reason for existence. We have forgotten our mission, why we exist. Here's another question for you. Can a Seventh-day Adventist congregation really claim to be Seventh-day Adventist if that congregation is not fulfilling the mission? Is it possible to be a Seventh-day Adventist but not a Seventh-day Adventist? Think about it. Think about it. So going back to the pastor's quote. What is that quote? Let it be trumpeted loud and clear. Many of the root causes of the demise of Adventist schools do not lie in the institution themselves. The teacher's not to blame. The students are not to blame. The school is not to blame. They reside instead in the local church, in the local congregation. And those factors have a great deal to do with the practice of what we commonly call discipleship. In other words, here's what I'm trying to say. If the local congregation is mission-driven and mission-focused, guess what? The school thrives. However, if the local congregation is not mission-driven and mission-focused, guess what? The school withers and dies. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple. If we as a local congregation are mission-driven and mission-focused, our school is going to thrive. However, if we lose sight of our reason for existence, why God has placed us in this community, the school withers and dies. And what is our mission? What is our mission? To make fully devoted followers of Jesus who reveal God's character, in other words, discipleship, and who help others to become the same so that all may withstand Satan's final deception and meet Jesus with joy when he returns.
Amen.
You see, the school, listen, the local school is a very important part of making disciples. Did you hear that? The local school is a key component in making disciples out of our young people. So that they can be transformed into fully devoted followers of Jesus who reveal the character of God.
Amen.
But if we lose sight of that, it's not going to happen. And the school will wither and die. As I close, let me share with you one more time from Pastor Shane Anderson. Listen to what he says. Listen. Adventist education. He's talking about Adventist education. It is the training of our children of whatever age to follow Christ, to relate to Him, to know His creation, to be agents of life in all areas of society, and yes, to be faithful Seventh-day Adventists who prepare others to stand in the final crisis before Christ returns. He's defining Adventist education. And the purpose. And when parents, listen parents, when parents realize the enormity of this task, when they realize that to be a Seventh-day Adventist disciple of Jesus, their children will need other mature Seventh-day Adventists to mentor them in Christ, to daily model for them the Christian faith, and to begin to mantle them for service, then those parents will willingly shoulder any reasonable cost to see godly Seventh-day Adventist teachers disciple their children for 7 or 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. That is, if we are mission-driven and mission-focused. But lacking such an understanding of Seventh-day Adventist mission and discipleship and the level of mentoring those things require, support for Adventist education dwindles dramatically, and the blame lies first at the door of the church and not the school. Amen. You see, as goes the local congregation, so goes the school. If the local congregation, if we are not focused on making disciples, the school fails. It will wither and it will die. Because if we do not understand our mission, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, what do you say, brothers and sisters? Let's be about our mission. And the mission is not going to happen through sermonizing. The mission is going to happen when we allow Jesus Christ to invade our hearts with His self-sacrificial, non-violent, enemy-embracing love. And when our hearts are filled with God's love for other people, when we see people through the eyes of God, when we have His heart for people, we are going to be driven. We are going to be mission-driven and mission-focused. And our little school, where is it? Over here. Our little school will thrive. May God help us to be mission-driven and mission-focused is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.